You might find yourself walking through your house on a quiet Tuesday evening when a simple task suddenly turns into a tug of war. You reach for that one kitchen drawer, the one where you keep the heavy rolling pin or the extra silverware, and it refuses to budge. You give it a little more muscle, and it lets out a high-pitched wooden scream that sets your teeth on edge. Or maybe it is the front door that has started to act like a stubborn mule every time the humidity kicks up, requiring you to lift the handle and lean your shoulder into it just to get the latch to click. It is a small thing, really, but those small things have a way of wearing down your patience until your own home starts to feel like it is working against you. I want you to take a breath and realize that wood is a living thing, even when it is part of your furniture or your entryway. It breathes, it moves, and it reacts to the world around it just like we do. The first thing we need to do is understand why this is happening. When a drawer or a door sticks, it is usually a conversation between two surfaces that have lost their rhythm. In a wooden drawer, you often have a wood-on-wood slide. Over years of use, the finish wears down and the grain starts to stand up. When the air gets heavy with moisture, those wood fibers swell up like a sponge. Suddenly, the gap that used to be there is gone, and you are trying to force two pieces of rough material past each other. With a door, it is often a matter of gravity or shifting foundations. That heavy slab of wood hangs on hinges that are held in by screws, and over time, those screws can tire out. A fraction of an inch of sag at the top translates to a door that drags across the floor or pinches against the frame. We are going to fix this by listening to what the house is telling us and using a little bit of finesse rather than brute force. I remember a time years ago when I was first starting out and thought I could solve every sticking door with a power sander. I had a bathroom door that wouldn't close properly, and I was frustrated. I didn't stop to look at the hinges or check the alignment. I just took that sander and chewed through the wood on the edge of the door until it finally shut. The problem was, I hadn't realized the screws in the top hinge were just loose. Once the weather changed and the wood shrunk back down, I was left with a door that had a massive, ugly gap you could see right through. I had treated the symptom instead of the cause, and I ended up having to replace the whole door because I was too impatient to just sit and look at the problem for 5 minutes. That taught me that the best tool you have is your eyes and your touch. Before we start pulling things apart, let us make sure we have what we need. For a drawer, you're going to want a simple block of paraffin wax, or even just an old white candle. If you do not have that, a bar of dry soap can work in a pinch, though wax is better because it doesn't attract moisture. You will also want some medium grit sandpaper, something around 120 grit. For a door, you are going to need a screwdriver that fits your hinge screws perfectly. If those screws are spinning in place and won't tighten, grab some wooden toothpicks or a few thin wood shavings and some common white glue. We are also going to keep a plane or a sanding block nearby just in case we truly do need to take a little off the edge. But we will treat that as a last resort. Let us start with that stubborn drawer. Pull it all the way out of the cabinet. You might have to give it a firm tug to get it past the sticking point, but do it steadily. Once it is out, set it down on a flat surface and look at the bottom edges. These are the runners. You will likely see some dark, shiny streaks or areas where the wood looks polished. That is where the friction is happening. Run your fingers along those edges. If they feel fuzzy or rough, that is your culprit. Take your sandpaper and lightly go over those tracks. You aren't trying to reshape the drawer. You are just knocking down those tiny raised fibers. It should feel smooth to the touch, like a worn river stone. Once the wood feels clear of any burrs, take your wax. Rub it firmly along the entire length of the drawer runner. You want to see a clear, thin layer of wax building up. It shouldn't be chunky or gloppy, just a nice, slick coating. Do the same thing inside the cabinet where the drawer sits. There are usually wooden rails in there that support the weight. Reach in and wax those too. Now, slide the drawer back in. You will notice the difference immediately. The sound changes from a scratchy groan to a soft, muffled slide. It should move with the weight of a single finger. If it still feels tight, pull it back out and look for any fresh marks in the wax. That will tell you exactly where it is still rubbing, and you can give that specific spot a little more attention with the sandpaper. Now, let us turn our attention to that door. This is a bit more of a dance because of the weight involved. Open the door halfway and grab the handle. Give it a gentle lift. If you feel a little clunk or see the top hinge move, you have found your problem. Those screws have worked themselves loose. Before you do anything else, check the gap between the door and the frame. It should be uniform all the way around, about the thickness of a nickel. If the gap is tight at the top corner away from the hinges, the door is sagging. Take your screwdriver and try to tighten the screws on the top hinge first. Do not use a power drill here. You want to feel the resistance. If the screw just spins and spins, it has stripped out the wood inside the frame. This is where those toothpicks come in. Back the screw all the way out. Dip a couple of toothpicks in a little bit of glue and poke them into the hole. Snap them off so they are flush with the wood. Now, when you drive that screw back in, it has fresh wood to bite into. It will pull that hinge tight against the frame, and you will likely see the whole door lift back into its proper place. It is a simple fix, but it feels like magic when that door suddenly clicks shut without any effort. Sometimes, the house has settled so much that tightening the hinges isn't enough. If the door is still rubbing against the frame on the side, we have to look at the wood itself. Close the door as far as it will go and take a pencil. Scribe a line where the door is making contact with the jamb. This is where you have to be careful. If you need to remove wood, you want to do it on the hinge side if possible. But usually, the rubbing happens on the leading edge near the latch. If it is just a tiny bit, you can use your sanding block. Sand with long, even strokes. Do not just scrub one spot, or you will end up with a dip in the wood that looks terrible once the light hits it. You want to maintain that straight, clean line. As you work, keep testing the fit. Swing the door shut and listen. You are looking for that clean, metallic click of the latch hitting the strike plate without any rubbing sound. If you find that the door is hitting the floor, you might need to take it off the hinges entirely to trim the bottom. To do that, use a hammer and a large nail or a punch to tap the hinge pins out from the bottom. Be ready, because once those pins are out, that door is a heavy, loose slab. Set it on some sawhorses or a sturdy table. Trimming the bottom is best done with a hand plane, working from the outside edges toward the middle, so you do not splinter the corners. When you are putting the door back on, grease those hinge pins a little bit before you drop them back in. A little bit of that same wax or a drop of oil will keep them from squeaking for years. As you tap the pins back down, you will feel the door settle into its home. Swing it back and forth a few times. It should move silently, with no resistance and no spring back. There is a real sense of peace that comes from a door that closes exactly the way it was designed to. You no longer have to warn guests to pull up on the knob or apologize for the noise. You should take a moment to look at the other doors and drawers in the room while you have your tools out. Often, if one is acting up, the others aren't far behind. Maintenance is much easier when you catch it early. Check the screws on your kitchen cabinets. Rub a little wax on the sliding track of your closet door. It is these small acts of care that keep a home feeling solid and reliable. You are teaching yourself to be sensitive to the environment of your house, noticing how it changes with the seasons, and knowing exactly how to nudge it back into alignment. The beauty of this kind of work is that it doesn't require a massive workshop or expensive machinery. It just requires you to slow down and pay attention. You are working with your hands to solve a problem that was causing friction in your daily life, and that is a powerful thing. You have moved from being a frustrated bystander in your own home to being the person who understands how it works and how to keep it running smoothly. That confidence will carry over into the next project.